Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
I love my morning coffee, but sometimes the crash hits harder than the caffeine. That's when I switch to Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's real coffee infused with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics, giving me smooth, focused energy that actually lasts. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Enter for a chance to win $100 cash or even get your entire order refunded. Head to everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
Tinseltown. Up in smoke. I'm Rebecca Lieb.
I'm Jason Horton.
And this is Ghost Town.
The Hollywood sign is iconic. We know it. It means a lot of things to a lot of people. The sign itself has gone through a bit of an identity crisis over the years. The Hollywood sign was unveiled in 1923 as Hollywoodland, changing to the Hollywood sign we all know and love in 1949.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the real estate company who actually owns the land is still a real estate company in the Beechwood area.
The people of LA woke up to the Hollywood sign on New Year's Day, 1976. The Hollywood sign got a little facelift. It didn't say Hollywood. It said Hollyweed, and it was a little prank. The people of L.A. waking up in 1976 going, oh, am I dead? I got to imagine Hollywood was in a pretty wild place then. They're probably like, am I seeing things? Am I dead? No, you were seeing Hollyweed, and it was a – you'd say it was a prank, but it was a little more of a college assignment.
Yeah, that's right.
Cal State Northridge student Danny Feingood took to the sign with $50 worth of curtains to mark the day a more relaxed marijuana law came into effect. It was his class was a study on scale, and he got an A.
I'm glad for that because it's not as good of a story if he gets like a B minus for craftsmanship. They took off some points.
Now, that's the first of the kind of changing the signs.
Yeah, it's a fine tradition. It's also very, as someone who has been up to the Hollywood sign, it's really hard to change the sign and you have to do it at night. And it is because it's so old, like, would you say 1921, I think?
In 1923.
1923.
And in 1949, it was, and it's been renovated.
Yeah.
It was in real bad way. I think some.
Well, I used to do tours, and of course, that was a focal point where in the 70s, I think shortly before this happened, one of the O's rolled down the. So you can imagine what kind of disrepair it was in. But a lot of people don't know this. It doesn't light up, it's still just kind of baseboards and metal. There's not an illuminated part of it. So you have to go up there at night with your sheets and your shit and all that and make this thing and hope for the best in the morning.
And in 1990, Danny Feingood came back.
Feingood's back.
The Gulf War was in full effect, and he changed the sign to say Oil War. It was up for a very short amount of time. I think police kind of caught wind of it, and plus it was, you know, against the status quo.
That's right.
And we, well, after all said and done, we know oil is good, and if it has to be war, that's totally fine. We didn't know that then, though. Now,
back then, no idea. No idea.
Danny Feingood died in January 2007 at age 52. But he's, you know, written about and such. And this is from the cannabis.com. Deal with it. Squares. Also, I am not a huge drug person or a huge drink person. Never understood why it was illegal. I was just kind of like, why do people care? I mean, you know, you learned the fact that it's deviates from people's puritanical ways, and for some reason, and the propaganda and the dare and everything like that, the dare movement, it was just a criminalized thing. And, you know, this is what we all know. But I've never, even as like a kid, I was like, why do people care so much? I wasn't interested in it, and I could take it or leave it. If it never existed again, I wouldn't have cared. But I also was like, why are people's buzzes getting harshed?
Yeah, don't harsh my buzz. Yeah,
that's
man.
After I took an Advil. So I was a little bit ODing myself.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you were wilding out.
But from thecannabis.com, they gave a little story. For a long time, he had this idea that if you just change the two O's, you can change the whole meaning of the sign. His wife, Bonnie Feingood, told the LA Times in 2007. Feingood and his colleagues returned to the famous sign a number of times for other projects and protests. And later in 1976, they had it read Hollywood on Easter.
Hmm.
In 1987, they protested the public perception of Marine Colonel Ollie North.
Mm-hmm.
Those little trials. Amid the Iran-Contra hearings with Hollywood.
I want to be in the brainstorming session where they're like, what fits on the sign? North Hollywood. That's already a thing.
Hollyweed made a comeback in 2017 from artist Zachary Cole Fernandez. He changed the sign to Hollyweed in celebration of California's legalization of recreational marijuana.
Yeah, baby. It's definitely, yeah, interesting, like the whole like permeating reefer madness. Also that there's people that are still, here's where we get political, people still in jail, incarcerated for marijuana possession and use in states where it is fully legal. I don't know, something to think about. But talk about a visible place to, you know, protest something or to send a message. Certainly the Hollywood sign.
And I'm sure, you know, people hold it very dear. And listen, I love landmarks and I don't like to see them torn down or mm-hmm. defaced. But in any of these situations, I got a couple more to list, a couple of deep cuts. Mm-hmm. Nothing was ever harmed. The signs were never harmed. Nothing was ever harmed. And,
yeah,
you know, listen, it's a prank and, you know, can't expect it to stay there forever. And you might get in trouble. You might not. Is it worth it? Probably.
Yeah.
I think so.
I mean, private property, sure. But like, it's also like right up to a public park. You know, it's really close to Griffith Park, which is one of the biggest city parks in the U.S. So it's not like it's not accessible to people. It's not, people don't go up there all the time. It's really not that big of a deal in the scope of big deals.
And it's very iconic, mm-hmm. you know, whether in movies or, you know, it's hard not to see. And I'm sure people come to this city all the time and look at it and be like, ooh, mm-hmm. baby, I made it. And what better place than, you know, on an industry that is wonderful and also not wonderful at a lot of times.
Yeah, you might as well kind of use this thing, this, you know, entertainment icon for, you know, important messages. And I think that are good for people to look at. And if you're ever in LA, PS, I will show you the best place to view the Hollywood sign for my tour guiding days. So hit us up on Instagram.
I think the best place is to go to a souvenir shop on Hollywood Boulevard and look at it in a postcard.
I did not think that was going there.
Now, let me tell you, let me ask you a question. Do you think it's okay if it's rock and roll that's pranking? Oh, is that okay now for rockers to do it?
Oh.
In 1985, on New Year's Day, the sign was mysteriously changed to read Raffysod, R-A-F-F-E-Y-S-O-D. And the police were like, what is happening here? A week later, New Orleans rock band, the Raffies, took credit for the prank during a concert in Venice.
Okay.
And you're just like, huh, who are the Raffies or Raffies?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. But they yeah. did that, and people were like, we don't know what that was.
Yeah,
a huge
what does
waste.
That mean to us? Yeah. They're only known for that now.
They pretty much are mostly known for that. And I got one final thing, because I know you're like, yeah, but has an influencer ever done anything?
It's true.
I got something as current as February 2021. A LA influencer and her five friends carried out a stunt on a Monday afternoon to change the sign to Holly Boob. And
okay.
they changed it for only about an hour because, yeah, like people are, you know, it's more keen to – in 1976, so things were a little slower. Like you said, you know, things were in disrepair. 80s, you know, listen, everything was – upside down. Now I think things are a little more buttoned up when it comes to.
That makes sense.
Especially getting to the Hollywood sign is not as easy as it was, you know, even in the early 2000s or you know, the mid 2000s. It was a little even easier than it is now. But Julia Rose, who is an influencer, I guess, and her five other, you know, part of her squad. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say, it doesn't say it in the article, but I'm going to say squad. So you can understand what I'm saying. And they got arrested. They just draped a tarp of a bee over it. So, you know, no damage. So, you know, I'm not super mad about it. Mm-hmm. And by the time they made their way down the hill, the police were waiting for them. And that was their third attempt to do it. And it was be around breast cancer. I don't know if that's true or not. I'm going to assume that it is. But also, I'm sure it was well documented on Instagram and such. Yeah. So up for an hour, that's enough time to get your content. If it spread a good message, great. Totally, I'm not mad at him because, like I said, I've had an Advil.
Uh-oh.